Hi, this is Shante with customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, thank you so much for answering. Let me turn the television down. Yesterday, I received a survey from, it said Costco, and I filled it out, and it said that I want a Keurig coffee maker and asked me to pay $7.95. Now I have no information on that. I took a picture of the thank you. And it says your entry into the drawing was successful. I didn't want to pay for an entry into a drawing. It said that I won. So I'd like my money back, please.
Okay, so just give me one moment. I'd be glad to look into the matter. What's your zip code?
89031. And when I would bring up Costco in my mail, it didn't come up. So you're not Costco. You claim to have been.
What's the first and last name?
Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L is the first name, and the last name is Bell, like a ringing doorbell, B-E-L-L.
Okay, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify your address?
5921 Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, separate word, Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Street, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89031.
Okay, I do have the address there. I'm just waiting for the system to fully load. Once it loads, I can access the account.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do see where you signed up and paid the sweet state entry for the $7.95 to win the Keurig the Keurig coffee pot.
It says that I won it when I started to fill out this form. You won a Keurig. It said you won.
Ma'am, it was just a sweepstakes for that.
Oh, no. Please refund my money.
Okay, so we can cancel the account so she won't be charged the future charge for the membership. But it's a valid charge when you signed up within the terms and the conditions. So we can't do a refund for the matter.
Oh, I can call my bank and they'll refund my money.
Okay.
Because this is fraud.
We're third party to them. So if you did it, it was for them. But we're third party to various vendors in their products. But just in regards to this matter, because it sounded like it was just a misunderstanding, looking at the terms and the conditions, I would just go ahead and refund it. Just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you so much. It wasn't a misunderstanding. It said you won. Yeah. It did not say enter into the sweepstakes to win. It said that at the end, after you paid your money. But in the beginning, it said you've won a Keurig coffee maker. And it says use your MasterCard and you'll get an additional 25% off. Or use your, another method of payment, and I used my Visa. I'm too old for games, and I don't enter into sweepstakes to win anything.
Okay, I'm just notating the account.
Okay, I really appreciate your assistance. Because my bank was refunded because it's fraud, so it's not a problem. Because when I even try to bring up anything about you in mail, it doesn't come up. But thank God I took a picture. I said, let me take a snapshot on the Apple device and keep this just in case this is fraud. And sure enough, when I went back in to see like if there was a delivery date or a confirmation number, there was no information about you. None. Wow.
Okay, I had the account canceled. Let me apply back the refund.
I really appreciate your kindness. Thank you so much.
Give me 1 second. I have to do this the long way.
I mean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your company that you work for. That's a pretty good scam. I mean, if you get $7 or $5 from thousands or millions of people, that's a lot of money, and don't give them anything. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good scam. Because you got me.
Okay, just had to do this last bit, and we will be done at 7:95. Okay, so I do have your refund applied. It'll go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Whenever you're ready, I can give you a cancellation code.
Okay, may I have the name of your company? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have the name of your company?
Okay, so it will be... Amazing One Stop Shop.
Okay, I may have your name, please.
Shante.
Can you spell that for me, Shante?
S-H-A-N-T-E.
S-H. I'm sorry, S-H.
A-N-T-E.
And I'll put your refund. Refund. $7 in my one other place. I'm so sorry. Awesome. Stop it. Refund. And what is that number, please? Thank you.
Is C as in Charlie?
Yes.
263. 574-747.
Okay, let me just repeat this and then we'll get it. I'll let you go. It's C as in Charles, 2635-74747. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, Shante, thank you so very much and Happy New Year and God bless you and your family.
Okay, if you don't need any other assistance, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
You too as well. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you.